And joining us now from WBRC Fox 6, Jonathan Skinner, who is covering what's happening here in our city as the gun violence is just, I mean, on overdrive right now. I mean, completely out of control. We've got, 17 people have been shot in the past week, and, yeah, seven of them fatally shot. Good morning. Welcome in, Jonathan. Thanks for being with me.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, JT. No problem.
So what kind of reaction are we getting from the police department? Chief Patrick Smith, what's he got to say about all this?
Well, right now he's saying that they're continuing their investigations. He said they've been making progress. You know, one major thing they're still asking for is more people to come forward, especially in situations where, you know, you know that there were multiple witnesses, for instance, in the Patton Park situation. So he's asking for people to come forward. They have, he says that they have, you know, like I said, made progress on some of these cases. They have gotten some good information, but, sorry, that was my weather alert there. But they still need help, and they're trying to track down, you know, some of the leads that they have right now. One interesting thing, I wasn't sure if you're going to ask me about this or not, but, you know, they're also responding to a lot of criticism that they've been getting as well. One in particular from the Calera Police Department, who tweeted something out yesterday about Birmingham Police Department not using the National Integrated Ballistics Information Network, which is a system that allows police to track back bullets from guns and then eventually hopefully get that gun tracked back to a particular person. Birmingham, the police chief, he says that, you know, they use that system, but and then he also made a comment about other police departments sort of worrying about themselves. So it's a lot going on right now, but, you know, the community is really putting a lot of pressure as well on police to make sure we get some of these cases tracked down, because it has gotten, like you mentioned, just gone into overdrive this week.
Yeah, I mean, there should be some pressure on the police chief. Obviously there is, but when you see these types of crimes that are committed, Jonathan, they all seem to be very similar in that they're drive-bys. They apparently are, you know, beefs that have taken place between, you know, young men, you know, going out and trying to shoot each other and settle disputes that way. Innocent bystanders are being shot because of this in crowded park situations. Is there any discussion about addressing the root cause of what's going on with so many young people in our city having access to these guns, and really going to where the heart of the matter is on this?
Yeah, I know that there are discussions going on about that. I talked to City Council President William Parker yesterday, just sort of about what they're doing from a city standpoint, outside of, you know, the law enforcement, what they're doing as far as, you know, trying to get these young people involved in situations where they're not exposed to the negative side, or they'll be exposed, you know, at times to negative outlets, but how do you get them away from those situations, showing that there are other things that they can do, especially as we get closer to the summer where it's warmer, where, you know, kids are going to be out of school. And so he was saying that they have a meeting set early next week. He said most likely Monday, about ways that they're going to try to address that. You know, we've already had the situation where they put limits on those particular parks as far as curfews, but he's trying to think of more proactive ways rather than retroactive ways to address the need for these young people to have outlets that are going to take them away from being in situations where they feel like they only can go towards this particular gang, or only can have, you know, go into, you know, situations where they might be involved in beef or, you know, situations like that. So they're trying there are groups trying to be proactive about this. And that's really the only way that you're going to solve this, is you can't just have situations where you're only retroactive and trying to respond to situations in this regard. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Jonathan, I appreciate the update. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon. Jonathan Skinner over at WBRC Fox 6 on this horrific situation we've got going on right now in our city with all the gun violence.